Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Welcome, Giants fans. You are listening to the Valentine's Views podcast here on Big Blue View Radio, part of the SB Nation family of podcasts. I'm your host, Ed Valentine of Big Blue View. Today's show will be regarding Dave Gettleman's remarks on Monday morning about the Odell Beckham trade and also a couple of other matters, Landon Collins, Eli Manning, the presence of Jabril Peppers on the Giants defense. What we're going to do today is a little something special. We're going to play some clips from Gettleman's Monday morning press conference. So you'll hear the clip, you'll hear a few things that Gettleman had to say, followed by yours truly giving you some reaction to those remarks. Let's get started quickly with Gettleman's explanation regarding why the Giants made the Beckham trade.
As far as Cleveland's concerned, talks were initiated by them and John Dorsey. John knew we weren't going to give Odell away. So, frankly, his initial offer piqued our interest, and away we went. From the initial call Tuesday morning till we finalized, it was probably about 10 hours. And there was considerable back and forth. So the obvious question is why. That's the question that everybody has. And after much discussion, we just believed this was in the best interest of the New York Football Giants. I want everybody to know this was purely a football business decision. There's no intrigue. There's no he said, she said, none of that stuff. So let's not waste time with those types of questions after the fact. Odell was a tremendous talent, making him a valuable asset. With football being the ultimate team game, and you guys know I've said that a number of times, with football being the ultimate team game, we turn that fact into three assets at the very least. I completely understand why people are going to debate the merits of this deal. Because draft picks are involved, this trade really won't be able to be completely evaluated until we get further down the road. And finally, because of Odell's talent and personality, this was a decision we did not enter into lightly.
So clearly, Giants fans, what Gettleman and the Giants believe is that they got good value turning Odell Beckham into multiple draft picks, turning him into two first-round picks, including Jabril Peppers. Let's hear a little bit more from Gettleman regarding the value that he believes the Giants got in the trade. Next, Giants fans, you'll hear Gettleman discuss the idea that the Giants don't have a plan going forward, something that he obviously disputes. He'll tell us a little bit about what that plan is. So let's give our next clip a listen.
Trust me, we got a plan. And over time, you've got to be patient. You know, everybody wants answers now. We live in an instant gratification society, instant gratification world, and everybody wants answers now. Over time, you'll see it. You got to trust it. We have positions to address, and our plan is to address those positions. We're building. The object of this is to win as many games as possible every year. Okay? So we're building. We were 3-13 when I took over. We were 5-11 last year. 12 of those games were a touchdown or less. We're building. You know, I don't understand why that's a question. And really and truly, you can win while you're building.
Whether you believe in Gettleman's plan or not, this is what we've been telling you at Big Blue View. You know, some people thought when the Giants traded Odell that they were in rebuild mode. The Giants are not necessarily in rebuild mode. As Gettleman said, they're building. They're trying to win. They're trying to do both things at the same time. Gettleman, you know, has no interest at this point in time in, you know, what people would refer to as tanking, in throwing a season away, you know, in simply saying, oh, maybe we'll be good in 2 or 3 years. He wants to try to do both. Is he crazy? Maybe he is crazy. Maybe he isn't. We don't know. But he's trying to do both. He wants to rebuild the Giants roster, the underbelly of what he thinks was a roster that simply wasn't good enough when he took over before the 2018 season. At the same time, he wants to win football games. It's what he's said before. He doesn't want to have a team that goes 2-14. He wants to try to be competitive, you know, while he tries to set the Giants up for a better future. He has in the past used the phrase sustained success. And I believe thoroughly, you know, that is what he is trying to accomplish here. Set the Giants up for sustained success, where they can win consistently. So, you know, is that doable? Can he pull this off? Can he do both? I don't know, but it does appear to be what he is trying to do. Next, Giants fans, we'll hear Gettleman talk a little bit more about judging, you know, the Odell Beckham Olivier Vernon trade to Cleveland and what it's going to take, you know, to actually judge the success or failure of that in the end.
You're not going to be able to know the value. You're not going to be able to do a, you know, Roman Coliseum thumb up or thumb down on this trade for a little bit, because we got to see how Jabril develops, and we've got to see how who this number one is, who this number three is. And we got to look. We'll look at, you know, you guys will obviously follow Odell's career, and then we'll go from there. And in 2 or 3 years, you can, you know, you'll have your opinions, just like you have them now.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
So, Giants fans, Gettleman is preaching patience. Even he seems to realize that, you know, he has rolled the dice here. He understands, you know, what kind of a player he traded away. He understands that there's no real way at this point in time to know if the Giants will come out of this trade looking good or looking bad. He knows that he feels like he got the best possible value that he could get. But, you know, we have to see if the Giants are a winning team or a losing team a couple of years down the road. Let's see if Jabril Peppers is the kind of player the Giants think and hope that he will be. See what they're able to do with the 17th overall pick in the draft, what they're able to do with the 95th overall pick in the draft that they got from the Browns. And, you know, we'll see, you know, history will judge. We can't tell now. I mean, as Gettleman had indicated, it's an instant gratification world. Everybody wants to put grades on things as soon as they happen. But, you know, let's see what happens down the road. Let's see if Gettleman is able to pull this off, to make the Giants a winning team, you know, in a somewhat unconventional way. And, you know, we'll see what happens. And, you know, I've been saying at Big Blue View that it's going to take time. It's going to take patience. And that also seems to be where Gettleman was today in his remarks to Giants beat writers during a conference call. Also, the final thing that we're going to hear is Gettleman once again reiterating support for Eli Manning. And once again, speaking about the fact that he believes that the negative narrative that has been surrounding Manning, you know, for the last couple of years is really unfair to him. So let's give that final clip a listen, then I'll come back for some wrap-up thoughts.
I said it in Indianapolis, and I'll say it again. You turn around and take a look at what happened last year. Once we got that O-line fixed, a little, you know, better, we're going to continue working on that. And look at what we did the second half of the year on offense. So, again, this narrative that Eli's overpaid and can't play is a crock. I'm telling you. So, at the end of the day, you guys got to say Gettleman's out of his mind, or he knows what he's talking about when he evaluates players. That's really what it is.
There you have it, Giants fans. Gettleman saying that the narrative surrounding 38-year-old Eli Manning, who will be back for a 16th season, is a crock. And also, you know, saying that there really wasn't a decision to make in terms of whether Manning would be back as the team's quarterback in 2019. We didn't get into with Dave, you know, what he might do in the draft, whether he would select a quarterback in the first round, all of that. You know, we have covered those things with him. We covered those things with him in Indianapolis. We know that the Giants are looking, you know, for that guy who will replace Eli Manning. But he made it clear that there is still a belief in Eli, you know, at least in the short term. So there you have it, Giants fans, as far as Gettleman, as far as his discussion of Beckham, his discussion of why they made the trade, why they are moving forward with Eli Manning, what the plan is, which seems to be, you know, trying to both win games now, get better in the short term, set the Giants up for long-term success. Hopefully you enjoyed this show. You enjoyed being able to listen to some of the clips from Gettleman's press conference this morning. As always, we thank you for listening. Please remember to subscribe to Big Blue View Radio on all of your favorite podcast applications. Give the shows that Chris Flum and Dan Pizzuta do a listen as well. You know, things are growing like crazy here at Big Blue View Radio. In the month of March, we've already established a high in downloads, you know, since we began this show a few months ago. We appreciate your support. We thank you for listening as always, and we will talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.